Yes, maybe you're a preacher, maybe you're a speaker, maybe you're a writer, maybe a composer, maybe you're a poet or a rapper. There's something here for you, and I'm sharing this with you because these words, all these words, generated an income for me. It sustains and maintains me. So I'm not afraid to share this with you. It can be monetized, because the more I share, the more I will receive. The more I give, the more God will give back to me. But if I withhold from you what can benefit you, others will withhold from me what can benefit me, and God will withhold what can benefit me. But we have a saying in the heat wave, the moment you release what's in your hand, God releases what's in His hand. So here goes. I'm releasing to you these words and phrases which may inspire you, motivate you, or sometimes you want to say something but you don't know how to say it. Maybe you'll find a way of saying it in here. And some of these words or lines can be used as a title of your message, or title of your book, or title of a chapter in your book. So here goes. This one says, the awesome foursome. That ship has already sailed. Are you Russian? Then why are you rushing? People who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. Your will has never wilted. Your love has never shifted. Fear does not prevent death. It prevents life. People are exhausted by various fatigues. It was imperative for Joseph to be betrayed by his brothers. That's in the book of Genesis from chapter 37 through to chapter 50. It's of a young man in whose life everything went wrong, but the wrong worked out right in the end. So everything works out for the good. Just remember that. Here's another line for you. The anatomy of the imperative. The dynamic of the need. The purpose of the essential. Older is colder. Everything is dynamic. The choice you make makes you. The power of little decisions. You must be God-fident. I repeat, you must be God-fident. You must not only be confident, but God-fident. Turn conflicts into creativity. Repurpose your life. Lady, you're not a hero, but a shero. You're not a hero, but a shero. Just because you get a lot done does not mean you get a lot done. Upgrade your mind spiritually. The Lord bless you.